When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is The Wheel Weaves, a Wheel of Time podcast with no spoilers. Hey everyone, I'm your host Danny, and I'm the first-time reader going through this series chapter by chapter. As always, there's no spoilers past the chapter we're covering, and that means it's totally safe for first-time readers. I'm joined by my co-host Brett, who's a longtime fan, and he's guiding me through this journey. We'd like to acknowledge and thank our executive producers, Brandy and Aaron Kirkwood, Sean McGuire, Yanis, Albert Lorenzo, Light-Blinded Fool, The Amaryllin Seat, and Green Man. And before we get into things today, we just want to thank and welcome Nerd Going Outside and Roxy Robinson to the Wheel Weaves Patreon team. Thank you so much for your generosity and your support. We really, really, truly appreciate it and couldn't do this without you. In this episode, we're talking about chapters 3 and 4 of The Path of Daggers.
Yeah, so chapter 3 is A Pleasant Ride, and chapter 4 is A Quiet Place.
It certainly is.
It's so good. It's so funny, because chapter 3, A Pleasant Ride, and we'll get into it.
Robert Jordan, that's a very tricksy name for this chapter.
Turns it around on us, and he's like, actually,
it's not A Pleasant Ride.
But, interesting to note, this chapter actually ties the level of boringness with the Dragon Reborn Chapter 7, The Way Out of the Mountains.
Yeah.
And that was the one.
Except that one was even shorter.
It was. Well, it was about this. It was like right around the same
length and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Except Moraine caught a fish, right?
And Lan changed his cloak.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
So it's on the same. It's on par.
It's on par.
Yeah.
Now, I am going to propose a new game.
Okay.
To deter me from saying too many times how dull and boring this is.
Oh, okay.
So anytime I talk about how something goes on for too long.
Sure.
Or.
Okay.
That this is too boring.
Okay.
We gotta take a drink.
Oh my god. Okay, just like a sip though, right?
Because
otherwise we might die.
No, but it's gonna deter me. It'll deter me from saying it too often because it'll alert me to the fact that I'm.
Right.
Being too negative.
Yes. You pull a switcheroo like RJ and be like, this is very interesting. I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, just joking.
Yeah.
It's not.
So when you say that, it means the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why couldn't they have gatewayed closer to the farm?
Safety.
Sort of.
You know, okay. Safety.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought you were going to say. So
slow approach. They kind of like mentioned they wanted a slow approach so they don't spook everyone and then they handle it terribly.
Yeah. But how about a couple miles?
Sure.
Away?
Yeah.
Not like hours.
Okay. It was like 2.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad?
That's too many.
That's only a couple
hours. Too many hours.
Walking, that's only a couple hours.
Yeah.
That's the best I got for you. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I know. That's all.
Okay.
That's
so,
all I got.
Fun fact, I'm going to jump into this because this one is going to be one more book stats one.
You better make this very fun.
Okay. I will say it very lively. So, the book was released October 28th of 1998. And this was the first Wheel of Time book that reached number one on the New York Times hardcover fiction bestseller list.
Really?
This
Even
is the first one.
After
yeah.
the reviews of A Crown of Swords.
I know. Shocking. This is the first one. Immediately.
People
bang.
Were
number
like,
one.
This one's got to be better.
Right?
And they rushed to the shelves and picked it up.
Or it's just saying how, I guess, I don't even know how the New York Times bestseller list really works.
I know.
Like immediate. Anyways, it stayed there for 2 months. And then this book, in all the way to the end of the series, every book reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list going forward.
Okay. And the others didn't?
Before? No. I guess it's like, again, I don't know enough about the bestseller list, but it's like,
I feel like that's something you could have looked up for this fun
fact. It was building up to be like, you know, get enough audience. So I guess.
I feel like you weren't prepared for this question.
No, I wasn't prepared for questions. This wasn't supposed to be a question period.
Okay, and this is about what, 7 or 8 years after Eye of the World came out?
Yeah, this was in 98.
So what you're telling me
yeah.
is that for our podcast
sure.
to reach number one,
yep.
the on the number one podcast
on New York Times, yep.
we just have to wait 7 or 8 years to build up our following.
Exactly. So like 5 more years, we're there.
Waiting.
Bang. Did it.
Okay.
I'm excited. Okay. And then after the series was finished, and I've actually mentioned this before back in Eye of the World Fun Facts, that after the series was completed, it won the Hugo Award in 2014, which is the annual literary award for the best science fiction or fantasy works and achievements of the previous year.
Okay, so you did look that one up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I looked it up again.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right. I want more fun in your fun facts.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay.
We have different definitions of fun.
Yeah, I know. So,
like, that was fun.
That was fun, or was it just interesting?
What's the difference?
Well, I didn't have fun, so... Okay,
all right, well, yeah, yeah. That's a you problem, so...
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, last time we were here, it was pretty boring. Take a drink!
Okay, oh no, shoot, you did, you said it already. Okay. The problem is, we haven't really started recording a ton of episodes.
No.
So we took this a bit of a break.
I think this should be a running thing.
Yeah.
At the beginning of every book, how long does it take for me to think it's not sure. boring?
If we had just like pumped out a couple episodes in like a week, we spread it out, and that was the mistake.
I agree.
So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, live and learn.
Okay. All right. Well, you know.
Last time we were here,
yep.
the women of Ebu Dar were slowly making their way through a gateway. And even though an evil, maybe forsaken type guy and a golem watched them go, they seemed to avoid trouble for now.
Yes, they seem to be safe.
Except both of those evil entities seem to probably be going after them.
Yeah.
Except here's the thing. Moradin doesn't exactly know where they went.
Yep.
But that golem can sense where the gateway took them. So that's bad news. And I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
That's a good point. He seemed to know exactly where it went.
Just wait. They're about to use the bowl.
Okay.
They're gearing up. They're linking. And the golem attacks and they don't use the bowl. Just
oh,
wait.
Oh, man. And
just
then,
wait.
And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Shanshan, I don't know. They got to be included somewhere.
No, they don't.
Okay, fine.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because you were like super on board with that last time. You were waiting for
They were
for
literally
it.
In Ebu Dar at the palace.
Yeah,
where are
okay.
the Shanshan going to go except to the palace?
All right, fine. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to help.
Here at the farm, no.
I'm
Shanshan aren't making their way out here. They don't care.
I'm trying to be useful here. I'm trying to help you.
No.
Okay.
No. What I am saying, though,
okay.
I think you missed it. What I'm saying is the bowl isn't getting used.
Yeah, no, I know you said
and
that.
And I'm going to rage quit this book.
I know. That's why I'm avoiding that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not going
to
egg you
that
on.
Would be pretty funny. At this point, I'm, like, rooting for it never to be used.
Gonna go build a bonfire and then throw the books in there. So, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm rooting for it now.
You did call the Bowl of Winds being used before the halfway mark, you said?
I did say
so
that.
So, like, at some point, we probably should correct the weather, I hope.
Well,
right?
If that's what this Bowl of the Winds does.
It's just making clouds.
Maybe it just makes it very windy.
Makes extra clouds. It's just really foggy now.
Windy, though.
Oh,
Bowl of the Winds.
Right?
All it does.
Oh, my God.
Is affect the tides.
Sea folk,
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Go super fast on the ocean. We should probably start. Well, I was going to say we should start the chapter, but like.
Didn't we already?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Okay. Chapter 3, A Pleasant Ride. The chapter symbol is a wheel and snake.
Sure. Because I guess it's the pattern.
For sure.
Yep.
Yep. Now, we enter in an Elaine perspective, and that might be part of the problem. Okay, take a drink. I'm being too negative.
Yeah. No, okay. Is it going to get worse or better as you drink more?
Better. Our conversation will get better,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay, there's a tip over point there where like it definitely doesn't.
Okay. You know, people are going to be sad when they're listening to this at work or like in their car and they can't play along.
Sure.
Okay, so now the women are setting off across the country to the Kin's farm. And we get that there are about 50 people here altogether.
Yeah.
And where they are seems to be pretty vacant. Very barren.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on. Not a lot of people. Not a lot of houses this far out of Ebu Dar.
There's goats. There's olive trees.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
And there's a statue with some toes.
No, there's not a statue. There's literally boulders that used to be toes of a statue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's what we get a little bit of, you know, knowledge about that later on. So, you know, that's pretty interesting. Right? Okay.
Sure.
I tried to look up a fun fact for some sort of like big giant statue 200 feet tall.
Yeah.
With bare feet.
No.
Really hard. Mm-hmm. Really hard to find something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's lots of big statues, but.
Right.
For the timeline of what it could be, couldn't find anything.
Okay. Now, we get Elaine's thought process here that this could have been a pleasant ride, except for that it sucks because no one's getting along.
Yeah, everybody sucks and all the things that happen also suck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's talk about the most important thing first. That message.
Oh, yes. Because on this walk, Evienda found out really fast that her super important cryptic message that she sent with the Windfinder to tell Elaine did not get delivered.
Right? Hilarious.
Yeah, and Evienda is not happy about this, and she wants to teach that bitch a lesson.
Pretty much. Because, I mean, it was like a big deal, and the Windfinder nodded and agreed. It was like, mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah.
Gonna do, and then just doesn't.
And just doesn't.
Like, whoa.
And Elaine doesn't care.
No. They, well, they also, none
she's
of
like,
her,
whatever, even if it was delivered, I wouldn't have understood what you were talking about, Evienda.
Which, like, we should really, you know, put a pin in that and talk about that later.
We
for
need
the,
a code. We yes. need code words.
Yes.
Danger, the, danger, danger.
I was going to go with something more clever, but that's the best. Yeah, no, that's good,
that's
too.
That's The Office.
Yeah, you yeah. know, I was going to be like, oh, there's thorns on the rose bush or something.
Ooh,
you know,
hey.
Something like that. You know, very Sidar-esque.
So. I like that one, okay. Actually. That was pretty good off the top of your head.
But this one, it's like, I have no idea.
There's danger. That's yep. like literally what the message was. Elaine, I wouldn't have understood it.
Yeah.
What?
She just doesn't care. She
no,
doesn't
she
care.
She doesn't care.
Doesn't matter.
Now, Adelius has been eavesdropping on this conversation.
Yeah.
And she comes up and she's like, yeah, let Evienda do that.
Yeah, let her go, you know, crazy on the sea folk.
And Elaine
says, B-N-I-E-L.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Go yeah, ahead. Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, okay. So something big does happen in this chapter, and we get the full details of the bargain. So Adelius's point is like, yeah, go let Evienda
mess with the sea folk
so it can bring some power dynamics back in our favor, because the sea folk clearly have the upper hand right now. And when we find out the actual bargain, yeah, the sea folk seem to have a gigantic hand.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's bad.
Especially considering that Elaine and Nynaeve really didn't have the power to make this type of a bargain.
That bargain was bad. That was a bad bargain, it seems, for, you know, and I'm all for taking the Aes Sedai down a couple of pegs.
I'm for this bargain.
I'm all for it. I'm all for taking the Aes Sedai down, but it's like this bargain with you having no authority.
I don't even think this really takes the Aes Sedai down. I think that it just brings the Windfinders up a little.
Yeah, the Aes Sedai are gonna, they're not gonna go with this.
No.
It's probably just not gonna.
But here's the thing. We know that Aes Sedai can be very meek and mild-mannered when there is a hierarchy at play. And even if they don't like it, they still do it.
That's true. That's a good point.
And honestly, I don't even know if Egwene is gonna like this.
Yeah, and she wants to bring everybody in, so.
But have they had enough conversation and thorough communication about what that actually means?
Yeah, probably not.
Because I don't think it's this.
I'm going to go with no.
All right.
And also, Adelius walks in on the conversation, but it seems like she's been listening a lot beforehand, and Evienda is having very frank conversations about Rand with Elaine.
I know. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
First, though, tell the people what the terms of this bargain are.
Okay, let's do that. So, not only do the sea folk get the bowl after they're done, right, using, because we already kind of knew about that, but there's 20 sisters from the tower who are going to have to go to the sea folk, subject to the sea folk laws, and they're required to teach anything the Windfinders want to learn, and they aren't allowed to leave until more sisters come to replace them, so you can't pull a fast one. Right? You can kind of tell through the wording of all this bargain that the sea folk are clearly putting in big, like, hey, you can't F us over here.
Yeah. And you know what else is pretty clear by this bargain? Nynaeve sucks at negotiating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yep.
Just terrible.
Almost as bad as Miranda.
Oh, yeah. She's still on the boat.
At least Nynaeve got off the boat.
Yeah, but she just agreed.
Yeah.
If Miranda just agrees to everything the Windfinders say, then no. The problem is, Miranda's probably at some kind of impasse.
Like, maybe. But she also had Ran on her side. So,
she did.
And, like, Nynaeve and Elaine have basically nothing.
I
know. So.
Well, I feel like Nynaeve saying, come help us fix the weather.
Yeah.
Should be enough to be like, yeah, okay.
Should be. Anyways, let's get back to it because I'm not done yet. So, the Windfinders are also allowed to enter the tower as guests. They can learn whatever they want and then leave whenever they want. And it doesn't seem like they're subject to any Aes Sedai rules while they're in the tower either.
Well, and that's an easy caveat.
Sure.
Because if the Aes Sedai have to follow Windfinder or Seafolk laws,
yeah,
then you should have
should
to...
Should be.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what's the actual terms and conditions here? There's 700 pages, and we didn't read them. We just hit accept.
Yeah.
And I get it. Nynaeve. I get why.
God.
What do you mean you didn't read it?
Yeah.
And then Elaine's pretty sure she knows that they're going to be, like, probably in some trouble for making these agreements.
Yep.
So Avienda, that's why eventually she's like, yeah, I'm on board. I can help. If I can take them down a few pegs, I can help you out.
I don't think that that's going to help the situation.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, and we also know that part of the bargain was the Seafolk learning gateways, too, and traveling.
Which makes sense. That at least I get that one.
Yeah.
Sure, teach them that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. There you go. Good bargain. There you go.
No, bad bargain. Good bargain for the Seafolk.
Good bargain.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elaine agrees to letting Avienda stir things up a bit, but warns her to be careful because there's 20 of them and only one of Avienda, but that doesn't really faze Avi at all.
No, not really.
And Elaine can see her go have a calm convo with the Seafolk.
Yeah, calm isn't like quotations because clearly not.
Oh, really? I thought it was like a...
Well, so Avienda
one
goes.
One of those like really quiet and angry, but calm.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Like, it's calm, but it's very intense because immediately afterwards, the Windfinder comes over and, like, starts complaining and tells Elaine to get Avienda off her back.
Yes.
So, sure, it might have been calm in the words, in the
I'm sure.
In the volume, but not in the tone and what was actually being said.
I agree. Okay, yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, okay.
But Elaine just says, you know, I can't really make her do anything. You know how the Aiel are.
Yeah, they eat dead people, or was that the Seafolk? I think it was the Aiel eat dead people or something, and women have to kill men all the time?
After they have sex with them.
Right.
Women kill their men after they have sex with them.
And how maybe do you tie them up.
How do you have any men? That was the question.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it doesn't matter.
I thought the Seafolk eat
the
dead.
Maybe the Seafolk eat the dead. You know what?
Maybe. I honestly have no idea. I can't remember. It wasn't important enough to remember. Someone can correct us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They'll tell us.
I'm not going to talk about it ever again, so that's fine.
Okay. So now... There are other problems happening on this ride because the Kin are getting more and more and more uncomfortable with holding Isban the Black Aja prisoner.
Yeah.
And the Aes Sedai are also trying to convince Elaine to give them the Black Aja captive. They want her. Like,
yeah,
everybody
they want
wants the same thing except Elaine
doesn't
because she's trying to maintain control.
Yeah, it's
of
like
everybody.
Keeping everybody on their toes. Which, I mean, I also don't really think that's gonna work as
well. No, because next chapter is actually called Elaine Loses Her Power.
Right.
She loses all her control and her power.
Yeah, by holding
everybody,
on too tightly.
Everybody else takes it from her and she goes to sort garbage.
Yeah.
That
may be okay.
That's chapter four.
You know, when
that's
you say
the synopsis.
When you say it like that, maybe she should have given a little bit of a, you know, rope there. So.
Well, she's learning.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so that's. That's that, and it
that
goes back
on
and forth.
For pages.
Pages.
Like, pages of people cut. And then it's like, oh, the one kinswoman leaves, and then
it
another one comes up, and then an Aes Sedai comes and leaves, and then it comes
and
up.
On.
It, back and forth, back and forth.
And take a drink, because I said it goes on and on and on. No, I said
okay,
it.
Okay. Is that complaining, though, or just, like, you know, stating?
No, part of the rules I said, anytime I say it goes on and on and on.
Shoot,
because
okay.
Because it did, it went
okay.
on.
Oh, we do get a mention that Falian was in the Rahad, so they didn't completely forget about her and her existence.
Falian is the other Black
Aja. The one who escaped. Yeah, they, like, mentioned her by name.
Okay.
In this chapter. We got her name again, so... Anyways, I just want to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. And one other detail I want to point out, too, because, again, in the pages of this, there's a little mention of the Kin with Rhianna being the eldest. It's a technicality, though. She's not technically the eldest. She's not the oldest Kin.
Okay.
She's the oldest in Ebu Dar at the time. But it seems like they rotate positions.
Yes, and we do get that next chapter, too.
Yeah, so it's a rotational thing. So she's currently the eldest in Ebu Dar and
but
they
there are
think
others older than
there's
them.
Others yeah. who are not currently in Abu Dhar or taking turns doing something else for whatever amount of time, because we did get that to stay secret. They rotate positions all over the place.
Yeah.
And even Elise isn't always the one who runs the farm. It's, that's what she's doing this turn.
Cool. Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did want to mention, too, that one of the times that someone comes up to Elaine, it's Merlelli.
Okay.
Merlella, and she tries to say that the kin might be dark friends.
Oh, yeah. Oof, this is bad.
And Elaine flips out on them because, no.
Don't.
The kin were with me when I fought dark friends.
Yeah.
And some of them died fighting dark friends.
Yeah, Merlella's using her, like, oh, I can't tell a lie, but I can be, like, super vague and, like, ooh, maybe we can't trust them. Maybe they don't always tell the truth. Maybe they're dark friends.
But here's the thing. Statistically, some of them are dark friends.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah.
For sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But not as a collective group.
No.
They're not all dark friends.
They're not all dark friends.
And if they are, then they deserve to win. You know,
honestly.
If all of them are, come on. That's pretty,
that would be pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I feel like they'd be a little more powerful.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question. We know that the Black Aja like power. They like powerful people.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, they sure do.
The kin are not so much on the whole, like, power dynamics.
Power and glory, yeah.
Very much not. They're like, never use the power and stay hidden, and maybe we
No, but here's the thing.
Yeah, okay.
There are dark friends within societies.
Mm, true.
Where they want power and glory and can't achieve that.
True.
So then they turn to the dark friend side.
The dark side.
The dark side. So that they can one day
like
get their power
get
and glory
because
that's what's promised to them and they know they can't get it otherwise.
True. Good point.
So.
Okay.
Yep.
No, it's good. That's good. That's good logic.
Yeah.
Reasoned it out.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. So Elaine has some thoughts about how none of this would be happening to the extent that it's happening if Nynaeve were here and doing her job.
Yeah.
So her job, she's supposed to be with the knitting circle, like the kin.
Yeah.
And then putting the Aes Sedai back in their places and keeping everybody just sort of
Yeah, they're supposed
at
to tag
bay.
Team this, yeah.
Yeah. But instead, Nynaeve is sticking right beside Lan.
I love this for two
and
reasons.
Lan is off scouting, which means Nynaeve is also off scouting.
And Nynaeve's a good scout. Like, we know Nynaeve is great at scouting.
She's a good tracker.
Good
we
tracker.
Know that.
She
yeah.
can do it. It's hilarious. I love it because Nynaeve's just, like, sticking with Lan. On at one point, we get, like, she's on the little pony or whatever.
Yeah.
And pushing this pony like it's Mandar, the big war horse.
Yeah.
And it's, like, poor pony.
Well, it's like a gelding or something. I don't know.
I don't know enough about horses,
it's
but
not
it's
a
like...
She doesn't have a pony. She just doesn't have a war
she's
horse.
She's on a little donkey. And
no.
You know, it's, like, click-clacking around. But no, it's good.
No.
So I love it, and she's keeping up. But I also love it because Elaine...
Donkey.
Elaine's supposed to be a queen soon.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, she should be queen of Andor soon. She's going to have to get used to doing this kind of, like, power control dynamics on her own.
Yes.
Nynaeve has zero formal training. Nynaeve has no training.
Yeah, none.
In, like, handling dynamics of big, powerful groups of women.
That's true. Okay.
Elaine should be a little bit maybe more competent. And not relying on Nynaeve as much, in
Perhaps.
My opinion. Like, I think so.
Yeah, circumstance, though.
True. Lane's been a little whiny, though, I think.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times it's like, oh, if Nynaeve was here, it's like, why does...
She can't get no respect.
No respect. Can't get no respect.
Because
you know?
I do think that if she was Queen of Andor and, like, sitting in a throne room, for example...
Yeah.
Things would be going
different.
A little bit differently.
She's like an unrecognized Aes Sedai.
Yeah.
By her own Aes Sedai almost still.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Sifo.
And the Sifo and the kin also don't respect her at all because she's too young.
Yeah, so maybe I'm being a bit hard on Elaine here, but you know.
I think that it is circumstance, but also she needs to get used to this.
Yeah. She's got to grow into it. It's a training lesson, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like if she was supposed to just do this on her own, if she took this on and she was doing it, I feel like it'd be a little different. But when you have a partner who's there, who's supposed to be helping you
and
isn't,
not doing it, yeah.
That's annoying.
It's the group project thing where it's like, if I knew it was only me, that's cool. But if I'm doing a group project and you're not doing anything,
that's
it's annoying.
Annoying.
I get it. You
it
know
is
what?
That.
Changed my mind. You convinced me.
Thank you. Yeah.
She's still whiny, but I'll
This is really annoying.
Nynaeve's annoying too.
Nynaeve is being annoying too.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a very unpleasant ride.
Right? All right, and at this point, Avienda decides it's a good idea to talk more about Rand and how he seemed to like kissing the sides of her neck and how Avienda liked it too. And then Elaine's like super jealous because she also liked when Rand kissed her neck. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But then...
I'm glad we don't get like too into it.
And we wouldn't. It's Robert Jordan.
That's true. Yeah.
I think that this is pretty risque.
Yeah, that's true.
As much as it can be. Okay. Because this is basically all... Elaine shares.
Yeah.
They only kissed.
That's true. In the hallways.
In the hallways. So.
She should have closed the deal sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she, you know.
She should have. She should have been the first. And now she's. Now she's the third.
Oh, no.
I hope there's not another one by accident somewhere in there.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
That's true. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor Elaine.
No. Oh, man.
I know.
Okay. This is a miserable ride.
This is just miserable. Anyway, so that just carries on about a conversation about Rand and how he seems to listen to advice even if he doesn't like hearing it. But if you try to push him, he just digs his heel in harder.
Yeah, and we know that about our boy Rand.
We do. So. We know that. Yep. And so this chapter ends with Nynaeve finally coming back, looking around and being like, everyone's so well behaved now that...
Yeah.
Elaine's like, now that I've taken care of everything.
Yeah, she's being a little grumpy, but like Nynaeve also.
And Nynaeve's like, what's the problem? Everyone here seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah. And hey, we're going to be at the farm soon. So that's good.
Yeah. So their plan is to have Rhianna up front so that the farm can see a familiar face coming.
Yeah.
And the Aes Sedai are supposed to hide their faces so as to not...
That's important for the next chapter.
A chaotic scene.
Exactly. So, Aes Sedai, hide your face.
Yes. Everyone.
Hide your face, hide your borders. You're going to be running up all over the place. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
All right. And then, as a side note, Elaine thinks that she wishes she was in Camelin already, because that's where they're headed once this is all done, because she has duties in Andor.
Yeah,
and I just think excellent.
Yeah.
Good. I hope so.
Yes. And this was your decision to kind of stick with this one.
Yeah.
In part. In part, it's her decision, so.
Yeah, she could have gone a long time ago.
But we got a timeline here. Gonna use the bull. We're gonna go to Camelin. It should all go off without a hitch, right? Super easy?
Yeah, as long as no golem show up.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
Okay.
And I know you were probably thinking at this point, you're like, hey.
Nope.
We're gonna get the bull of the winds being used next chapter.
I honestly wasn't. I thought maybe, but like, nope.
Okay.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So chapter 4 is A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Is that the cabin that has a ward on it? Like, what's the quiet place?
Yeah, I would say that's the cabin with the ward, I guess.
Or the farm itself.
Could be that. I didn't really take note of it. I only take note of it sometimes.
Ooh, you know what I'm just taking note of?
What?
The chapter symbol.
Oh, you just saw that.
Oh, I guess it's kind of the Black Aja, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot about Isban.
Ooh, I wonder if there's other things that I missed.
Okay, well, we can dive through it.
Okay.
Pretty sure this was the John Dark Krasinski movie, too.
It is a John Krasinski
movie. Quiet Place,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I actually really liked it.
Did you?
Good for
him. I didn't watch it. It's too scary for me.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
Yep, too scary.
Yeah.
I don't like jump scares and scaries. That's
fair. That was a cool concept.
Okay. So, continuing in Elaine's perspective.
More exciting than this chapter.
Uh-huh.
We can talk about the movie if you want to.
Uh-huh, have a drink.
Yeah, okay. Shoot, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually not one to complain.
I'm working really hard.
I can tell.
Not.
I'm like making up for it.
All right, so they get to the Kin's farm, and it turns out that it is, in fact, an actual farm, except it is big enough to be, like, a village.
Yes, it is.
It's not just a farm.
It's a retreat.
Yeah, so it has big barns and olive groves, and there's easily over 100 people all out in the fields working, but it's notable that there's no men or children here.
Yes.
And so publicly, this farm is known as...
Sheard Farms.
A retreat for women... A place of contemplation and escape from the cares of the world for a time.
Yeah. So, 100%. Battle of the Farm. Battle of Sheard Farms.
Oh, the Battle of
Sheard
Farms.
The Battle of Sheard Farms.
Yes.
It's the novice reference.
Okay, I got it.
Come on, there you go.
I got that one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a retreat.
So, yeah. So, as they get within sight, there isn't really much of a stir. And Elaine is thinking, oh, I really thought that this would be more of a deal.
Yeah. But then there's lookouts, and
yeah,
they know that there's people coming.
Of
so,
course.
Yeah,
and Elaine's a dummy.
Yeah.
She's a dummy.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We get a couple of rules and dynamics of the farm here. So the kin's rules, no marriage, that's a rule, because the kin, in general, have too many secrets to keep, so no husbands allowed.
Yeah. Okay, and also, they live for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Hundreds.
Don't you think you would alert your husband to the fact that you use the power?
Maybe. So no husbands. And it's just kind of like a funny callback, how way back in like Eye of the World, we got the reference where village wisdoms.
Yeah, don't
And like people
marry.
Typically don't marry. And that probably stems from the culture and society of like village wisdoms and kinswomen and wise women, people like that. Typically being channelers and living hundreds of years, so they just don't marry because that would attract a lot of attention, and then they could switch villages and stuff and like live throughout the world. But it's like that's probably where that whole don't marry thing stemmed from originally.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So now a woman comes out to meet them, and this is Elise.
Yeah.
And she's the one who runs the farm, quote, this turn. So that's what you're talking about
this
before.
This turn, yeah.
And apparently, she's very smart.
She's a no-nonsense kind of lady.
In comparison to the other kinswomen, she is very
smart. No-nonsense, yeah. Okay.
So Elise comes up and looks a bit surprised and says, I hardly expected to see you, Rihanna.
Yeah, so not using the eldest title because she's not exactly sure what's going on.
Yeah. And then she tells them that Berwyn came with news of trouble in the city. And I said, oh, there she is.
There she is. I told you.
But
I told you.
She didn't have to be here.
I told you there was a reason why she wasn't in Ebu Dar. She was on vacation.
It's so dumb.
She left.
Yeah, but Robert Jordan easily could have written her there and used her.
Yeah, he could have. He could have.
He didn't.
She's on vacation.
She's
he respects
on the
that.
Farm.
Yes.
She's having her turn on the farm.
Right? Okay. Reasonable explanation why the Super Shield lady
didn't have any part in the shielding.
And seems like also still is not having any part
in
the shielding of...
Not
you
yet,
know.
Maybe.
We don't need her services right now.
Although...
It could help.
It would help.
Maybe. You know. Okay.
Because even Adelius and Vandine have to be linked.
Yeah.
To shield...
Yeah, no, I get it. Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
I'm glad you still get it.
You're
still kind of on board with me on this one.
Yeah.
This is the one I'm not going to let go of, literally.
You're
ever.
Just waiting for it.
I'm literally never going to let go of this one.
And then when nothing ever happens.
Oh, nothing will.
Yeah, it's like,
I
oh,
literally
man.
Expect nothing to happen from this, but it's something that has really been bothering me.
Okay. Oh, and also, I love this too. We get another hint about Elaine and the swearing thing, because she thinks she nearly looses a few phrases, like a choice.
But no
couple
one
choice
will
phrases.
Tell her what they mean.
Yeah, and she's picked up from various places, most recently from Mac Hawthorne. So she has an ear out for different swears and
you
curses.
You were right about that too.
Of course, yeah. No, I wasn't lying about this one.
I liked the idea that Elaine knows the old tongue.
Yeah, also a very cool idea. She's just collecting a little notebook of swear words.
She doesn't, though. Yeah, that's way worse.
I mean, it's pretty funny, too. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. And then this is the point where one of the sisters doesn't have her face hidden.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that I see that here. And now, my favorite analogy of all time is used again.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
When people run around like a kicked anthill.
Okay.
That's my favorite visual, like, analogy. I don't even know what to call it. The imagery. What? Yeah, it does.
It's so good.
It's so good because you can just see it. Just
yeah.
Break chaos. Out in chaos.
Yep.
That's what happens. The ants don't know what the hell's happening. Yeah.
Everyone's... We need an expert to, like, weigh in here and be like, actually, they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Probably.
They probably have a very, like, strict order as to
what's going on. Yeah, one ant's like, scatter!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, these guys really do seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's get the F out. Yeah. That's...
For sure. There's, like, no plan.
Yeah, because one of the kinswomen yells... I said I!
Yeah.
And then there's panic that spreads throughout the farm, and the women just start running.
Yeah,
dropping
everywhere.
Their stuff and taking off.
So it's kind of an interesting note, too. So we know that this place is like a retreat for, like, women known from pretty far around. And if we think about it, like, bandits are a thing and all that. Like,
okay.
They're not a thing.
Okay.
They are a thing, but the only thing that the kin would actually have to fear would be Aes Sedai, because they can all channel.
Yep.
Like, if any real threat of, like, bandits or robbers or whatever tried to, like, break into the farm and steal,
yeah.
They'd just be like, nope.
Yeah.
Right? But Aes Sedai are the one thing that can actually send these people off.
Yes.
That's why they're not worried about anyone coming up to them, because it's like, oh, it's just, you know, a band of people.
Yeah.
They could be traitors, they could be whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Nynaeve's got a good plan.
Oh, yeah. She shouts, oh, my God, they're all going everywhere. Stop them. Yeah. Stop them. Warders.
Yeah, get the
warders after them.
Well, round them up. Oh. It's like, that's not going to help.
Well, what else, though, are you going to do, though?
I don't know.
Who's as fast and quick and scary as warders?
True, but again, it's coming back to the whole, like, channelers thing. It's just, like, it's a weird thing, and it's not going to calm anyone down.
It's not going to... No, I don't think that's the point.
They should have anything, no, like, send Rihanna up ahead.
Nynaeve said, hey, here's the deal.
We could plan out, like, a bunch of different strategies
than
just, like, walk up with no warning.
I'm going to defend the warder thing, though, because Nynaeve, her goal is not to calm everyone down. Her goal is to get those... people back.
Round them up, yeah.
And warders on horses are faster than women running around lifting up their petticoats through olive trees.
You don't know that. I need a test. I need to see that.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the idea is to round them up, stop them from running,
yeah,
and
yeah,
then we can calm them down later.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But Elaine even... right away is like, well, that was a bad idea.
It's like, maybe we could have come up with any plan versus no plan.
Well, the thing is, though...
This is a parent plan. Man, we need a plan for when we get to the farm.
Yeah.
I hope we come up with a plan.
I don't even think anyone even said that. The plan was send Rihanna, like,
slightly ahead?
Just in the front of us.
Yeah, in the front of the pack.
And hide the Aes Sedai faces, and then that's counting on every Aes Sedai...
Which they don't. Next point. Yeah. No, they don't do that.
They don't do it.
Yeah. So this is when Elise... stares at Rihanna and she's like, oh, how could you do this? Did they bribe you? Did they give you immunity? Are they going to let you off the hook while we all pay the price? Because clearly she thinks that Rihanna's like betrayed them. To the Aes Sedai and given up the farm. And then Rihanna's like, it's not what you think because they already know everything pretty much anyways.
We can go back.
We can go back. It's going to be great. Yeah.
And Elise is like, for what?
Yes.
Go back to the White Tower. For what?
I like this point of view because it's a counter to Rihanna, who is super excited.
So excited to just be accepted back into the club. Yeah. But Elise is a little more bitter and is like, well, they kicked me out, so I don't want them.
Yeah, and she's a little bit more like thinking through this, like, what does that actually look like? I'm not like stronger than I was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get more strong. So do I have to go be a novice
and then be
get kicked out
again? Away again?
Or do I have to be a novice forever? And it's like, for hundreds of... No, like, I just want to be part of the kin and live on the farm and run our business the way we'd run it. Because clearly it's like an olive oil emporium, and they probably ship olive oil all over the world. That's what I assume.
Yeah.
That's what I've built up in my own brain.
Olive oil and olives.
olive oil and olives.
Yeah.
Love it. Love the business model.
Yum.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They bake bread too.
Right?
Bread and olive oil.
And they'd be like, my great-great-great-grandmother started this business when in reality, it was you.
It was them.
You started.
They did it.
Love it. Okay, anyways.
I like that. I like that side idea.
If you want to know what my dream is to live for 500 years.
Yes.
And just live on a farm eating olives. Can we put grape vines in there too? So like wine?
100% we can.
That's the dream.
Except I don't want to make my own.
That's why you have the hundreds of people.
Oh, yes.
You know,
okay.
Who you're like, hey, you can come work here and live here.
Yes. I just have together. A feeling that if I tried to do it myself, it would not be that good.
I don't feel like I'm asking for a lot. Okay.
We can import the wine.
Win the lottery.
Yeah.
I just want wine and olives.
I would like to on a vineyard. Vineyards are pretty.
I don't actually want to maintain it, though.
No.
I don't need to own it. I just need like a room there.
Yeah.
Not even a room. Like, if it's warm enough, I'll sleep outside. It's
no, fine. I need a room. Okay, like a villa. I need a whole villa to myself.
Okay.
And on the coast.
Okay.
I want the ocean.
So, okay, we're not in the same place.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know.
Can I have a lake?
Sure. Why not? This is imagination land, so. Okay. Throw a lake in there.
Oh, my gosh. What are we talking about? What's happening?
Elisa's super bitter. And she's like, what are we going to do? Go back and be novices forever? I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. And then this is where Nynaeve steps in because she's sick of all of this.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, listen, lady.
Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can come back to the tower in some fashion. You don't have to be novices forever. We don't really know what it's going to look like.
We don't have a plan, but that's not the point. That's not why we're here.
We don't have time for this right now, okay?
Yeah. We got a job to do. We're actually here for a purpose.
Yeah.
This is all side mission. This is like side quest city here.
It is. Like, and here we go. Back to the fact that Egwene has not properly communicated exactly what her vision is. But I also think that Egwene doesn't even know exactly what her vision is.
Well, she was kind of monologuing like, this is what my vision is. She wasn't like,
for
hey.
For one day land.
Yeah. She didn't say to Elaine and Nynaeve, like, go and find a secret society of 2,000 women to bring to the tower. That wasn't part of the plan. She was like, hey.
Nynaeve and Elaine are being extremely proactive.
Yeah. Like, way too, too proactive.
Egwene's going to be like, what the?
Come back with 2,000 women and be like,
and
hey.
And all the sea folk.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though.
You know what?
Can you really be upset?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
I mean, well,
the
okay.
opportunity presented itself.
It's true. It's
although,
true.
Although, if they had just maintained good connections.
Yeah. Be like, hey, we know about you. It's cool. We have a plan and we'll come back with it later.
Or not even that.
Yeah.
Just be cool with them.
Yeah.
Develop good relationships and then suss out exactly what this is going
to
look like.
We don't have to fix this weekend.
Yeah.
We could do it next weekend. Heck, we could do it 2 weekends from now.
Heck.
You know?
Yeah. 1 month.
Right? I could see that as a real possibility. Maybe 2 months.
Okay. Yep, that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
3 months.
You know what?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay. There's too many Office references in this episode.
There's a lot. Okay.
All right. Now, at this point, Mirlelli thinks this is a good idea to come and speak up and say that the sea folk are getting impatient and their butts are sore from riding on the horses for an hour.
Ha ha ha. We get it. They suck at riding horses or something.
Yeah. And Nynaeve says that they can be healed if they ask politely.
Yeah. More on that later, maybe.
Yeah. So now, during this whole discussion, Elaine sees the knitting circle and notices a lack of a black Aja under their supervision.
Yeah, she's gone. And not like in, oh my god, she's gone. It's like, what's going on here? Where'd you put her?
Where is she?
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. This is the start of Elaine losing all control. Well, actually, no, the start of her losing all control was the Aes Sedai who didn't cover her face.
Right.
Like she was supposed to.
Yeah.
And then this is the continuing.
Yeah, I'm sure we could track it back further also, but like, that's good enough for me.
No, that was like the official
start. That was like the official
start?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then,
guess who's got Isban, because she's not actually
it's
gone.
It's Adelius and Vendi. Yeah. They're dragging her off, but they're linked to Shield Hurt.
Yep, good to know.
They're dragging Isban off to one of the buildings here.
Yeah.
So Elaine exchanges a look with Evianda, and they go after them.
Yeah. And so, it's really funny, too. So just as like a reference for visuals, Adelius and Vandine are old, old Aes Sedai.
Right.
They're like retired, who came out of retirement Aes Sedai. Grandmothers.
But not as old as
Not Catswain? As old as Akin. Not as old as Catswain either. She's like the oldest. She's like 300-ish. So these Adelius and Vandine are not as old as that.
Secret is, how do they live so much older than Aes Sedai live?
We talked about this already.
We did?
Yep.
We I was worried about that.
We figured this out already. What do the Aes Sedai do that nobody else does?
The Oath Rod.
The Oath Rod. That binds criminals with a sentence, for example. Shortens your lifespan.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
It's pretty definitive.
Okay.
From all the hints we've had.
Okay, I forgot about that. So,
and that's where I got like Seafolk, Wise Woman, Wise Wen, Wise Ones, like the Aiel.
Oh, yes, the Aiel. Right? Yeah.
None of them Oath Rodded up.
No.
The Shan Shan.
And they don't look ageless, but they live long.
Exactly.
Okay.
So clearly, like, the Oath Rod, ageless features, is like a brand of a sense of, like,
the
this is a criminal.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's also the Aes Sedai brand.
Yeah, it is. Now. Yeah. Now it is. So.
Okay.
Anyways, there's a lot to it, but that's why.
Okay. So, anyway, we get to the building where Adelius and Vandine have Isban in a chair already with the sack off her head.
Yeah.
And Vandine is like, hey, Elaine, you know, the herbs that Nynaeve gave her were wearing off, so it seemed like a good idea to get some questions out of the way while she's not too fuzzy.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this.
And you know what? Yeah.
I agree.
Let's do it.
But here's the thing. You gotta ask permission. If
they
Elaine
tried that,
were truly in control of this situation,
they wouldn't have done this.
They wouldn't have done it, or they would have asked again.
Yeah. But they have been asking, and she keeps saying no.
They have not been asking. They've been suggesting what should happen, because that's what I said I do.
Yeah, but to them, that's asking.
No, but it's not.
But in their mind, it's them asking for permission, and
so
she kept saying no.
They're just
going to
ask
it.
For forgiveness later, but they're not going to do that.
No. And it works. They get their way.
I know, I hate it.
I don't think it's that bad of a thing.
I don't think it's that bad of a thing either, but the fact that Elaine already started this...
Yeah. But Elaine,
you've lost all the footing that you could have possibly gained by not giving Isban to the Aes Sedai in the first place.
Can I give you a counterpoint?
Sure.
We've seen Elaine be very strategic with her ruling and her delegation. With Matt, for example, and Matt's band, who is super effing loyal to Matt.
Yes.
But the way she wormed her way in was she gave orders to Matt and his men that he was already going to give orders as.
Yes.
And she wormed her way in by doing that, building relationships and telling people to do things they were already going to do. So Elaine could have told Adelius and Vandine, I want you to go and question Isban on my orders.
But she didn't.
But she could have.
But she didn't. That's what I'm saying. This
and
is
I'm
the
saying
problem.
She did a better job of being like a leader with Matt and the band than is with these women.
Oh, I thought your counterpoint was saying that what Elaine's doing here is good.
No. I'm saying she did the right thing already with other people. She didn't do
she's
the right thing.
She's failing here.
She's failing.
We
have the same
point.
Opinion. Okay. 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 Yeah. No. She could be doing better. We've seen her do better.
Yeah, I'm literally
she dropped
saying
the ball.
She's doing terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's lost all her footing that she gained.
Yeah.
By allowing this to happen
and it's like
continue.
She knows what she should do. She just didn't do it.
She just chose not to die on this hill.
Yeah. All right.
She let the screaming kid have the candy bar.
She did. You never
in the grocery
do that.
Store.
You never do
you
that.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
You get them two candy bars, one for this time, one for next time.
Nope. Don't do that either.
Okay.
No.
You have the candy bars preloaded. No, okay. All right, I'll
not
get it
that
one
either.
Day. Okay.
Okay, so basically what happens here, long story short.
Yep.
Have a drink.
Oh, right, okay. What, really? I'm not complaining about
it's
the
a
chapter.
Long, I am.
Okay.
Long story. Here is that Elaine is pissed off this is happening. She doesn't want Adelius and Vandine to do it. Isban starts yelling out a bunch of denying everything.
Yeah, saying like, oh, I'm on orders of the Amaryllis Seat. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then Elaine jumps in. She's like, are you telling me that Elida ordered you to murder and steal?
Yeah, like, no.
Elaine figures out that she must have forsaken her three O's.
Yeah, because she can clearly lie.
Yeah. So
and
that's
and
a thing.
But then I like Isban's defense. She's like, I don't have to answer your question because you're just rebels.
That's not a defense.
Love it. Good defense, Isban.
Terrible.
Did it.
Avienda doesn't like it. She pulls a knife on her.
Yeah. Which also, it's bad. You know, we
yeah,
actually
cut
get
her
a lot
throat.
Of.
Stab her.
Okay.
Well, just kill her already, and then we don't have to worry.
We want to find out information first, but here's the thing about torture.
And here's the thing about, we just saw Varen using very questionable methods.
Ooh, you do some of that stuff on Ispan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seriously. All right. Well, anyway, so while Avienda is threatening Ispan with a knife, Adelius and Vandine start telling us about...
We get rules. I got the rules. I got the short notes on the rules for questioning prisoners according to the Aes Sedai.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so it's forbidden to shed blood in questioning or allowing others to do so in their name. So you can't have Avienda go and cut people up. That's not allowed. It's not in the rule books. It's also forbidden to break bones and a bunch of other things that the White Cloak questioners do.
Right.
Which we can just use your imagination for.
Sure.
And then before any session begins, you have to give healing. And then if it starts after sunrise, it has to end before sundown. And if it starts after sunset, then before sunrise, it has to end.
That's
so
right.
Limited questioning periods.
Okay, so that whole, like, healing has to be given before is a whole thing that Varen was taking full advantage of.
Yeah.
She was clearly offering healing before questioning started.
That's true.
And then...
Yeah.
Before the healing was over, she also did a bunch of other garbage knots on brains.
Added a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little fun little, you know, tidbits.
Not fun, well, you don't actually know
if it's
fun. I actually
don't
know what her orders were. It might have been very fun.
It could have been, I want you to have a lot of fun this week.
I want you to go to a fair and eat lots of cotton candy.
I want you to feel good about this week, not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's more restrictive rules when it's initiates of the tower. So technically Ispan is, even though she's Black Aja, she's an initiate of the tower.
Mm.
So the use of Sidar is banned in the questioning, the punishment, and the penance of the initiates.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it makes sense with, like, any novice, you don't use the power because the whole, like flicks on the ear, that's not counted.
Well, but it should.
If the mistress of novices is going to punish you, that's why you got hit with a slipper.
Or a paddle.
Exactly, not the power, okay?
Or a switch.
Yeah.
It switched.
And that's it.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, that's a lot. And it bothers me that there are so many rules because they must do a lot of questioning and have to have rules in place because...
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, how did this sign... Like, I was working in a new building today.
Okay.
And there was a sign on the bathroom that locks that says, please knock before entering.
Yeah.
And you wonder...
How did that sign get there?
Well, that one is pretty obvious. Yeah. I know how that got there. Someone was getting walked in on.
Yeah.
And quite often. But lock the door.
Fun
what
fact.
What do you mean? Like,
I don't know if you remember, but we went on a fun little art walk.
Yeah, we went to an art walk.
We did. And I like to take pictures of fun signs.
Yeah, you do.
And the one that we came across... says, do not peeing. And it's stapled. It's a piece of paper stapled to the side of one of the shops.
Yeah.
On the street.
Tape, probably.
Yeah.
It's on a piece of glass.
Oh, yeah. Do not peeing.
Do not pee.
And it's a really good crossed out sign of a man peeing on a wall.
And to be fair, we were downtown Edmonton.
We were. And it kind of makes sense. But it's like,
do not peeing.
In that specific angle, the corner where it's like,
it looks like a peeing corner.
It's a peeing corner. And clearly it's like,
the shop didn't like that.
Don't do that here.
Yeah. So there's a reason why all of these rules have to be in place.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Another one specifically, and then I'll be done with this, was when we were in Mexico one time and there were all these stone carvings of animals, and it was like, do not ride the turtle. And you're like, what had to have happened? How often were people getting up on this stone carving
that, like, it had to have caused damage?
Someone got hurt, or like,
it had to be a thing. There's a story there.
There's a story. I want to hear it.
I want to know it. Anyways,
okay, I don't want to hear the story of why there have to be all these rules about questioning people.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, torturing doesn't do anything to get the truth out of anybody, so.
Well, no, here's the thing. So, Elaine tells Adelius and Vandine that they should leave her and Avienda alone with Ispan because she thinks there must be a way of getting information out of Ispan without breaking tower law. And then she does think back to Morghese's advice that what you order done, you must be willing to do by yourself.
Yeah.
And what you order done basically is done. But you know what I was thinking?
It's very Ned Stark. Yeah,
it is Ned Stark. This is clearly a Game of Thrones Or the Game of Thrones got it.
Ned Stark got it from Morghese, is what I'm saying.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
I want to know. I thought Elaine was going to take Julyn Sanders' advice.
Ooh. Yep.
Because how does Julyn Sanders get information out of people?
Yep.
He makes them think bad things are going to happen to them.
Give me a bucket and a rat.
Yeah, I said, get me a fig and two mice.
There you go.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, and in Game of Thrones, it's like a rat in a bucket.
Oh, yeah, that's different, though.
But they actually do it there, so.
Yeah, this is different. Yeah. Much different than that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I like it.
Can you look it up? Because I'm really curious if I got it right.
Yeah, the chapter was like figs and mice.
Yeah, figs and mice. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Okay.
That was what it was called.
Because yeah. I did it off my head.
I don't know. I don't
head,
think you so. Specified how many figs.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Just figs and mice.
Yeah.
Give me figs and mice.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. I thought there would be a cute callback, and there wasn't. So no. I'm calling it back.
She needs to remember these things. You know, it's the whole chapter. She's just not remembering
she
stuff.
She does, because that would be a good way. Because that's how... He's like, I don't know what I would do with that. Nothing, really.
No.
They would tell me before I need to do anything. Now, Elaine goes through a whole string of thoughts about what needs to be done, and then submitting herself for punishment to the Aes Sedai.
Yeah, she's basically, like, prepping herself to go and torture Istvan against Tower Law.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I'll just take my punishment after. It was like, that's a bad idea,
yes,
too.
It is. And Istvan starts looking worried, but Vandine and Adelius exchange some kind of looks, and then pull Evienda and Elaine outside to talk.
Yeah. The
and
look then... is like, friggin' kids. You telling me? Like, come on.
Gosh.
It's and you know what? I agree with Adelius and Vandy, and it's like, maybe you should leave this to somebody that's not you. Like, you, Elaine, don't have to do this.
No.
Like, use the experienced sisters.
And we already got, number one, you, Egwene, and Nynaeve are terrible
at questioning
from the Black
stone.
Aja.
From
the
Stone
of Tyr.
It was horrible.
They did a terrible job.
They asked the same question over and over, and they're like, we're not getting different answers.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, they got the right answers.
I mean...
They got two answers that I think for sure happened.
You know, I mean, that's... You're right.
Because one of the things was, we're going to Tanchico.
So part of questioning would be recognizing when you get a legitimate
answer. Yeah, that's
true. I feel
true.
Like that's got
to
be part
of it. And then
the
other one was, we're going to free Mazarin Tyene.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, not confirmed.
Because he's Demandred.
I mean, exactly.
Da, da, da.
Perfect.
I can't wait for my ice cream cake.
I know, you're so excited.
When I'm right.
Okay.
Just to remind people.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's good.
I get my ice cream cake when I'm right about that theory.
I have a question about our bet because we didn't actually define the terms.
Yeah.
I have to buy the ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to eat some of the ice cream cake?
Of course, yes.
Or do you just get it to yourself?
No, you can eat it, of course. But you have to go into Dairy Queen.
Sure.
And you have to tell them to write.
Yeah.
You were right about Ty Mandred.
Right.
On the cake.
Yeah.
And then present it to me.
I'm pretty sure you call it in ahead of time and then they do it and then I go pick it up.
No, you can go in and they
to,
do
like,
it.
Does that have to wait there too?
Yes.
As part of the punishment?
Yeah.
But I do get to eat it.
You have to look face to face. You have to look at
somebody. With that Dairy Queen person.
And you have to tell them,
oh,
this
man.
Is what you want written on it.
You know what would be so good? If that person knows Wheel of Time.
That would be good, but
it's very unlikely,
it's less
I feel.
Than likely.
It's less likely.
What's going to be great is that you will have free reign of the design of the cake.
And I will get to eat said ice cream cake.
And you'll get to eat it.
Okay, that's a better deal now that I know I'm getting some of it.
Well, I feel like if I buy you a bottle of whiskey, like, can I have some of that?
If you want it.
Yeah. I don't. But like
hypothetically, you
hypothetically,
could buy
I mean,
bottle
I
bottle of something for yourself too.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
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 Now that that's settled.
Yep.
Back to this though. So Vandine tells Elaine that she's like, it would be best if someone with experience handles this, and then Adelius is like, mm-hmm, yep, and we're not too hot-blooded. So then they both just like basically turn on their heels and leave.
Yeah.
And Elaine is just left standing there.
And it's good. It's good that this happened.
It's good that this happened. Sort of.
I think it's good.
I don't think it's good for Elaine's authority.
I think it's good for Elaine's soul that she didn't, because Vandine and Adelius paint a picture and they're like, young people either go in and they go in hot and
which
then
is
they
what,
murder someone
yeah, which
by
is
accident.
What Elaine was probably ended up
probably would have
gonna
happened,
do.
Right? Or they figure out that they can't do anything and they screw up the like interrogation right from the beginning. Or the worst one is where they do it and then they feel they get a taste for it and they like it.
Mm.
And then it's like you turn to the dark side, basically. So,
which is like all fine. But
there's nothing good from Elaine and Evienda going in there.
No, but there's also a lot of bad that comes from them just being told what to do and allowing it to continue.
I feel it's better. I
if
feel it's
anything,
better.
If anything, here's the alternative.
Send the grandmas in.
Do you want to hear what the alternative is?
Sure.
Elaine tells them, not now.
Sure.
She dictates when, like, she's got to.
That
say,
would be better,
she
too.
She says, yes, you're right.
Yep.
Absolutely. But we have a job to do.
Even if it's like, you can do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No sooner than 5 minutes.
She's got to set some sort
set
of limitation, some kind of boundary. Or she can say, nope, this questioning isn't happening right now. Let's go figure out what's happening down there. This isn't priority.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you can do it.
You know, it's priority. Right, sorting through garbage.
Garbage. Although even Nynaeve comes up and is like,
why are you sorting through garbage?
Again, Nynaeve has the same line.
Back to it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. This is good. It's good.
So, whatever. They go. That's what they do. They go sort garbage.
You know what?
They
it's
sort
actually
through the piles
good.
And piles and piles of garbage.
There are some things that I have to put on the record.
Yeah.
So we got to talk a little bit about the
about
garbage.
About the piles of garbage.
About the piles of garbage.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We don't have to talk about the garbage. We talk about the treasures that we find in the garbage.
That's the joke.
Like we're thrifting.
Yeah, we are. Okay, let's go thrifting. So we get a whole pile of Trangriel because we get some more Angriel. We'll do those last, though.
Okay.
So first off, power objects of note. We've got a necklace and bracelet set with colored stones, a belt and several finger rings and spaces for more. And every single one is a set of the Trangriel. They all match. They're all meant to be worn together. And the funniest thing, because like a set of matching Trangriel. Right? Jewelry all over you.
Yeah.
And Elaine thinks, I can't imagine why someone would want to carry around so many power objects at one time.
Yeah.
And it's like, my
you
eyes,
moron.
I want to be decked out in all the cool freaking gear all the time.
Oh.
You kidding me? Like, my literal dream is having a bunch of, like, a Batman utility belt. Come on.
That's hardly what this is.
It's a set of Trangriel that all do different things, and you wear them as a set.
It doesn't say that they all do different things.
That's what she thinks. Every single one is a Trangriel. They all match. They're all meant to be worn together.
Yeah, but it doesn't say they do different things.
It's a
in my mind,
utility belt.
No. What this Trangriel does in my mind...
Okay. Lay it on me.
Each person gets a different piece of jewelry, and maybe it helps link people in a way.
Okay, even though it said it's meant to be worn together.
Well...
That's from, I mean, again,
well,
it's from Elaine's perspective.
Thing. It's from Elaine's perspective.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
looks like they're, quote, meant to be worn together.
But
they could just, like, because.
Ooh, okay.
The only reason my brain goes there is because of Mogedion's necklace and matching bracelet.
Goes together.
That looks like they go together, but worn on different people. But this maybe is less nefarious, less, like, controlling.
Sure.
And more of, like, we form a link.
We all
when we all
yeah,
wear it
cool.
kind of thing.
Okay.
Or we all have the same kind of power.
I'm trying to think, like, what do we all need to have, like, be able to be in tune for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's, I thought it was each, a different person, each wears a different piece of jewelry.
Love it.
Not that one person wears all the jewelry.
I want all the magical items on me at one time.
Yeah.
Next, Evienda finds a spooky dagger. I'm calling it spooky. It's not called spooky. But it's a spooky dagger with gold wire and a dull blade. And she turns it over and over again, and she starts trembling, turning it over and over, until Elaine has to take it away from her.
Ooh.
We've seen one, like, nefarious dagger.
We have seen a nefarious
I just didn't
dagger.
Know if you got, like, any, like, you know, no bad vibes from this spooky dagger?
Not really.
Okay.
Just that it drew her to it.
Okay.
But we've seen power objects that draw people to them before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we also get lots of, like, little things that are not named statuettes. Of animals and people, knives, medallions. We get some hats that are not exactly helmets, but they're like headwear.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so,
sure.
You know. And then, this is the best one, in my opinion. There's a rod. It's bright red. It's smooth and rounded. It's firm, not hard, and it feels almost hot.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Is it a dildo?
It totally definitely might be.
Oh, nuts.
Anyways, yeah, so, you know.
We have several phallic-shaped objects.
We do. This
that
one.
Specifically.
This one is like a little
for.
bit on the nose.
It's a little. It's a touch.
A little bit.
It's a touch.
So. Okay.
There, yeah.
We get some metal basket work balls, which I always want to think basketballs, but they're not basketballs. One inside another. It feels like it's like a Russian doll situation.
No, it's not a basketball. It's a basket weaved ball.
Yeah, ball.
And I think of those wicker balls that are...
Yeah.
That you pile on top of each other in a totally. Bowl on your coffee table.
Totally, it's those. But it's like all inside each other. So, and they make like a musical chime or something. We get a couple of weird glass blacksmith puzzles things that are super heavy. But then the most important, we could say, are the two Angrail that she finds. So we've got one, which is a golden bracelet attached by four flat chains to finger rings and engraved. And the bracelet has a tiny lock complete with a little key dangling from the chain.
Mm.
Cool. Angrail. And then the second one is the seated woman, legs folded, hair long and luxuriant, one hand resting on a knee, palm up with the fingers arranged so the thumb touch the tips of the middle two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of like almost Spider-Man, but not quite.
Okay. I'm thinking more like,
Yeah, and then the other one is hand lifted with the first two fingers raised and the others folded. So that'd be like a peace sign. Yeah, so kind
of
neat.
It reminds me of Rand's Angrail.
Yeah, and folded, this one, it carries an air of supreme dignity, yet the face shows amusement and delight. And maybe, just maybe, it's made for a particular woman, because we kind of get that. And I'm still trying to find, like, is there real-world inspiration for, like,
something?
It's so on the nose with, like, description here that I feel there's got to be something.
Well,
so.
For me, it seems like a hippie.
I mean, and totally could
because
be.
Because she's naked and it's just her hair covering
exactly.
her.
Yeah.
And she's holding a peace sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's, like, you know, one ultimate hippie woman who I don't know much about, you know, ultimate hippie women. So.
Maybe just it's an embodiment of all hippie women.
It could be that, too.
Burn the bra.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to find it.
Okay.
Okay. And I also might not.
I doubt not. Yeah,
maybe
I doubt
not,
you will.
But, you know.
Anyway, and then we get Nynaeve coming up to them. Because Evienda and Elaine have been going through these cartfuls of stuff.
Yeah, like a lot.
A lot? Like, they went through, like, four cartfuls.
Yeah, like a lot.
Of stuff.
Yep.
And the sea folk aren't limping anymore. It looks like they were healed.
Yep.
We have the different groups are at least talking to each other again, which I don't know if that's positive or negative.
Yeah, it's like medium.
And the kinswomen are settling down a bit, and then Nynaeve says, this garbage sorting can wait. It's time. Yeah, it is. Let's do it.
Does it mean it's actually time?
Oh, God.
You called the Bowl of Winds being used before the halfway mark, and now, hypothetically, it might be next chapter.
I certainly hope so.
Last chapter, it seemed like it was going to be this chapter.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I did spy a look at the title of the next chapter, so I'm for sure hoping...
Let's not leave everyone... It's The Breaking Storm.
The Breaking Storm.
Okay.
And this is what Nynaeve has been talking about.
Yep.
Like crazy, for a long time.
But what is the storm? Because
right,
she's like a storm that's not a storm.
But
you know.
Sometimes she's like, oh, it is a storm. It should be raining now.
Sometimes.
I don't know. It'd be cool. It'd be exciting if there was actually something.
And then it's like, boom, Bowl of Winds.
Yeah, you know, I'm predicting, actually, Trollocs.
Because why not?
No, you know why?
No, I don't.
Because almost at the beginning of every book, in the first, like, 10 chapters or so, there is a random...
Trolloc attack.
Random Trolloc attack.
Love it.
And we haven't had one yet, and that would be interesting here.
Love it. Whilst using the Bowl of Winds? Is that also happening?
I don't know.
I need a definitive answer.
I just don't care.
Do it. Yay or nay?
Yes.
Love
hot
it.
Damn, let's get
this
plotline over with.
Throw some Trollocs in there, but you know, screw them.
After. Fight the Trollocs in the rain.
Nice.
Because here's the problem. It's supposed to be the winter, right? So to correct the weather, is it all just going to be like torrential downpour?
It'll be like Canada when it's like, here's 6 feet of snow.
Yeah.
I know you didn't have any, but here's some.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happens. It's very possible.
6 feet? No, that's an exaggeration, but...
It's possible.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Because last time the weather thing was broken, it was pretty gradual. It was like, oh, now there's flowers.
Yeah.
You know, it was really cold. And now, oh, look, there's some flowers.
Okay. So, like, maybe correct, but let's not get our hopes up for, like, immediate snow dump.
I honestly have no idea.
Cool. Okay. You know, let's read and find out.
Honestly, yeah.
Next chapter, we are only doing one chapter.
One chapter.
Yeah.
Is it longer, at least? Do I get that?
It's slightly longer.
Okay.
It's chapter 5 and 6 are both going to be individual
episodes.
Okay,
I'm feeling positive that chapter 5 is a standalone chapter to chat about, because something happens. Must happen.
Yep. Or I'm just playing a really good prank.
Prank.
Imagine doing chapter 3 on its own. Oh man. Okay.
We need more drinking games.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, chapter 5, chapter 6, individual episodes.
Yes.
So next time we're only covering chapter 5.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm excited to read on. So before you go ahead and give away all of your power and then go sort through piles of garbage, I'm going to say that this is part of the pattern now.
Yeah, it's part of the pattern.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. The Wheel Weaves is hosted by Danny and Brett, edited by Danny, produced by Danny and Brett, with Essen, Passion Socks, Mozyme, Moltude, Benjamin, Michelle O'Brien, Jamie Young, Cody Fouts, Megan Smiley, Jonathan Reese, Vince Lewick, and Margaret, with music by Audionautics. If you are interested in supporting us and the podcast, and also getting some really cool exclusive merch and access to early episodes and bonus episodes, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thewheelweavespodcast. For general information about our show and us, like how to send us shot glasses, how to join our Discord, how to get in touch with us, things like that, for all things The Wheel Weaves, you can go to thewheelweavespodcast.com. Please be sure to give us that 5-star review, because it really does make a huge difference. And tell a friend about us, because referrals really are the best compliment. Thanks again for listening, because this really is part of the pattern now.